Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So, you know what? We love having him on. Right now, he's on the fan hotline. He is Coach Mike Martz. Can we call you Coach? You good with that? Still good with that?
Yep.
All right. Just want to make sure. All right, Coach. Let me say this. I'm the general manager. I walk up to you and you go, you know what? We're getting set for camp. I got four quarterbacks. I think I might want to start week one. Have at it. What do you think? If you were in that spot, what would be going through your mind knowing what the Browns are going through right now, where they have the potential to have four different starting quarterbacks that could start the season off here, and there's also talk about keeping four quarterbacks to start the season?
Well, I've actually been in that situation a number of times. I think the best way to do it, the way I've always done it, it's worked out pretty well, is before you go to camp, before you even snap that first football, those four guys, you have a feeling about all four of those guys, and you have a kind of a pre-trial view of ranking, if you will, those four guys. And I would start off and I'd tell them, look, he's got A player A here. He's got the first shot at it. Does really well. We won't get to B. So the way it's going to work. And you just go. Usually you're right. Very few times did A not pan out, right? So, and there's all kinds of other pressures in there too. Maybe the ownership wants somebody else in there, and you got to deal with all those other things other than just the straight lace. Okay, these guys, you got the choice, and you go right down the line, kind of a deal. Now you can bring guys along while you're doing that too. Once you make that decision with number one, we're going to give them the best opportunity. And if we're not happy, we're going to number two. So they're on their toes all the time, and they still get their opportunities, but you also want to find out whether you're suspicious about this guy or accurate or not, whether you can handle the pressure of it, you know. And I just hate quarterback controversy. And when you go into a camp for weeks and you don't know who the quarterback is, it's hard on a football team, you know. And then you don't always – they're more concerned about how many completions did I have today, Coach, you know, as opposed to so-and-so over here. It gets ridiculous. Yeah, you just want to come out with the best player, you know, not the best athlete necessarily, but the guy who moves the team and gets the team in the end zone. And I mean, that's how I do it. And very seldom did we ever get past number two, but it does happen.
Mike, would you tell the guys going into camp, hey, here's the order, and if he doesn't screw up, it's his job? Or is that just something the coaches are keeping to themselves?
No, absolutely. You tell them all. Absolutely. Hey, we're going to start with him at quarterback. If he's not who I think he is, because you're always positive with these guys, you know. I think he's a real good player. I think he deserves this opportunity. Let's go play. And if you have to make a change, if we have to make a change because he's not getting it done, we'll make a change. So he's got that pressure on him as well. But usually when you do that, and he is a good player, things will fall right into place. It's not the guy that's got the biggest arm, or you know, it's the guy that moves the team and doesn't make bad plays, and the players respond to. And that's a big part of it. It's a real big part of it. You know, look, the locker room's got to respond to him in a real positive way. If they don't, then it really creates trouble for you the rest of the season.
Mike, the Browns have four guys who are very, very different from each other. Flacco, the veteran who's been around forever and had great success in Baltimore and five games of success here in Cleveland. Pickett, who was a first-round pick, was okay in Pittsburgh, it seemed, 15-10 record, and did some things with the Steelers, and then that didn't work anymore. And then two guys drafted in the third and fifth round. If you're looking at it, what would your gut tell you? Who would be your guy at the top of the list right now?
Well, I go with the two veterans and start with Flacco. You know, because physically, I don't know, you know, how long he's going to hold up. He's getting up there a little bit, you know. But the guy, Pickett, to me, is a diamond on that roster. He's the guy I'd like to coach, to be honest with you. I loved him coming out. And I don't know what they were trying to do on offense up in Pittsburgh. That's not an indictment on them or anything else like that. But he didn't fit what they were trying to do. You know, there's a lot of things I'd like to say about it, but I can't. I won't say it. But I just think this guy's a diamond in the rough, ready to go. I really do. And he's that kind of a Mark Bulger, you know, Warner, Trent Green, those kind of guys that have been banged around the league a little bit, got their nose bloodied. Now they're ready to go. You know, those are the kinds of guys that, you know, they get their hair in the back of their neck up and they go. You know, they're really motivated, and he's not going to run. He's not going to have many more chances, so he knows he's got to get it done.
Hmm. Can we read into the fact that he's the first guy the Browns went out and got when you look at these four quarterbacks? I mean, the draft had to happen when the draft was, but they did go get him before they got Flacco and then before they went to. Can we read into that? Does that mean anything?
I think it does mean something. I obviously, they think a great deal of him, and I think that they're hedging their bet with Flacco. And maybe they start with Pickett. I don't know. But one of those two guys will start the season. In my opinion now. And I think, you know, Flacco would be the insurance here and Pickett. You know, if you think Pickett's that good, then start him and play him and call it a day. And then if he's just not getting it done, that's why Flacco's been there before. You know, he's not going to get his nose all out of joint over that. He's a pro, right? So that's kind of how I would do it, but you know, that's why I'm retired, I guess.
Coach, so I'm just wondering what it's like to sit in Kevin's seat here. And I'm wondering, do you have people rallying for the quarterback that they think might give the team the best shot? Like, you know, the offensive coordinator might go, hey, coach, I'm telling you, this is why we should do this. Or the offensive line, you know, my guys on the offensive line work much better with this quarterback. Or your star wide receiver might come up to you and say, coach, I got to tell you, this chemistry. I mean, is it a constant, like a political bombardment if you're a head coach in that position? And then how do you get back to where you're able to have a clear mind to make sure you say, okay, this is what's best for my team?
No, you're never going to stop the whispers in the locker room, so to speak, in the coaches' locker room, players and all that kind of stuff. But you have to be firm with this and be committed. And then the players, the coaches, they all have to know your commitment to this individual. And this is what you want, you know, and we're going to pursue this way. And you'll get a feeling as time goes on, too, of how the players respond to this guy, whoever you pick. You have a good feeling or not a good feeling. And that's happened in college. You know, we had a guy come in to the college I was coaching at, and it was a transfer from Stanford, 6'5", 220, could throw BBs, you know, that whole thing. And the other guy that was there was 5'9". Well, we ended up staying with the 5'9" guy because that's who they played for. And you just got to keep an open mind to that stuff too, but you strong in the support and he's got to screw it up. You know, and as long as a quarterback knows that you have faith in him, he can go play. And that's what you want. You want this guy worrying about how well he can play, not winning a job.
Mike Martz joining us, former head coach of the Rams. You mentioned two guys, Mike, who I was already planning to ask you about. You had great success with quarterbacks who were overlooked. Kurt Warner, obviously in the Hall of Fame, was phenomenal. Mark Bulger, sixth-round pick, got cut by the Saints who drafted him. You guys pick him up, you turn him into something. How do you work with guys like that? Because in this situation, Pickett was a first-round pick, but as you said, you know, his nose has been bloody, he's been kicked around a little bit. And then you draft a short guy in the third in Dylan Gabriel and a hyped-up guy in the fifth in Shedeur Sanders. How do you deal with guys who might be overlooked and might have that chip on their shoulder?
Well, those are the guys you like because they got something to prove. And you have to establish a relationship with this guy, with this quarterback, that a relationship of trust. you know, I'm going to help you. I just need a commitment from you that you're all in on everything, that you buy into everything that I'm asking you to do. Yeah, then you got to be right as a coach about what you're asking him to do, footwork wise, his eyes, his reads. You know, he's going to have to, you just do this, it's going to work out well for you. You know, don't go off on your own. Stay disciplined in the system. And then as they grow, they can, you know, they can kind of tweak it here, tweak it there, so to speak. But the big deal is they've got to, they have to know that they have your confidence completely and that you're getting them ready to play and they don't have any other worries. That's why we took protections away from the quarterback. We gave them to the center. Just tell the quarterback, look, the only thing I want you to do is you get back, find the right guy and make a great throw. That's the only thing I want you to worry about. You know, strip all the other stuff away. As they grow, then they can take on some of those other things. But the big deal is move that team and play well. And the energy, the personality that they bring in the huddle is a whole different thing. Mark Bulger, I don't know if he said two words outside the huddle in his life to anybody, not me. He's one of the quietest people I ever meet. But they loved him. They just loved him. Players loved the guy. You know, he's such a good competitor and, you know, all that stuff. So, they come in all different sizes and shapes. Mm. You know, it's a guy that makes the plays when you got to make plays. Don't screw it up. And, you know, you've got to energize that team on the sideline. So when things are really going bad on the sideline, the team looks at two people, look at the head coach and look at the quarterback. You know, and they got to know how to respond, both of them.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Coach, I'm just curious, can you define what a good offensive line coach is? Because, you know, the Browns have a pretty good offensive line with some veterans that know how to play this game. And after Bill Callahan left, you know, we heard things like, you know, Bill was tough on these guys. But, you know, as fans, I think we saw the results of the hard work they were putting in the days that we weren't seeing them. And then things went in a little bit of a different direction, and it ended up costing Andy Dickerson his job. And so can you define what you expected out of your offensive line coach and how the offensive line coach can make that offensive line and the team better?
So when I came in the league, and my second year, I was a line coach. Our line coach had throat cancer, and I had to take over for about 6 weeks because I was coaching the tight ends, and I was coaching for Chuck Knox, who was a line coach. That was no fun. 6 weeks were, there was no fun to be had anywhere in my house, you know. So I learned it at an intimate level, you know, footwork, and the guys are doing the right thing. You know, the shoulder pads, you can look at an offensive line. I can look at them today fundamentally and tell you within a quarter or so just exactly how good they are and all that good stuff. When Detroit started playing, is this guy's special now? When you look at their pad levels, their aiming points, their footwork, all the things that go into being successful on a block and not just coming off and trying to hit somebody, you know, the high school stuff. This stuff is all, they look like the Rockettes. Everybody's got the right footwork. Shoulder pads are where they need to be. They're not diving out the window, so to speak. You know, they're using their hands properly. You know, the fundamentals of that group are consistent. They're going to be successful.
Mike, what do you do when you have a team that was 3-14? Nobody's expecting anything. The year before you were in the playoffs, and you're getting ready to start camp. Teams are, everybody's already saying, well, you're the fourth best team in your conference. As a coach, what do you do? How do you try and make everything positive when things are kind of looking not your way right now?
Well, I think that's a great position to be in. Nobody expects anything out of you. And you know, the first thing you tell your team is, you know, opinions, everybody's got one, right? You'll say, so somebody else's opinion, you can control that since you go play. And your play and your attitude and how you take the field, and you start building on that every day. You know, in practice, we don't have a good practice. I tweak the whistle, come on up. We got no energy today, guys. This is going to happen during the season. You know, we don't have enough practice time to come out here and lollygag and not get better. It can't happen. And so the players just tell me, in fact, I think 2 weeks ago I saw him and he said, practice was harder than the games were. And we designed it that way. You know, so the speed of practice, how physical we were in practice, you know, we would practice a whole game's worth of plays on Wednesday and on Thursday. You know, and they're ready to go. They had 2 days off and they're ready to go.
Big picture football question for you, Coach. The impact of, I don't know if we've had a chance to talk about this, I'm just curious, and the impact of what this is going to mean on the NFL down the road with, and I think the only reason I bring this up is because Johnny Manziel said, I just read this quote yesterday that said he would have stayed in college longer had he known the NIL money would have been there, or at least been on top of the table, loud and proud for everyone to see. And to be honest with you, I wish you would have stayed in college longer too. But that impact of the money of these guys that they're getting in college now and what that means for the game down the road, and just your thoughts on that.
It makes me sick in my stomach. You know, the amateur status, at least we tried to be someone amateur in college when I was coaching and playing. And there's just a bailout, total bailout on that. And now football's not as important as how much are you making. It just disgraces the game of football to me. And it just makes me sick to my stomach. And it's not going to end well. It just will not end well. And there's nobody strong enough to take a hold of it at the collegiate level because they're afraid of the courts and being sued. There's nobody strong enough to take a hold of this thing and say, no, the NCAA's got no teeth. They can't come in there and say, this is how it's going to reorganize it. Fine, sue down elites. We get money off this thing, then that's fine. Then maybe you have a salary scale for positions all the way across the board for all teams, you know, that kind of a thing. But it's just going to create more problems each year when all this NIL stuff comes out. And it's going to get ugly. It just is. It's going to get ugly. And where's the money coming from?
Donors. Car companies, yeah, I know. I'm just wondering about the long-term effects. I'm also, I think from the coaching educational standpoint, part of this, you know, when the players are making more than the coach in college, and the expectations on these college coaches are through the roof too, that it creates a really weird paradigm, I guess is probably the best way to put it.
I think the worst thing can happen, and I can see this happening, not in the near future, but eventually, collegiate football will just kind of disappear as we know it, and they'll have like baseball, AAA, and that kind of thing.
Good point.
Why go to school and play when I'm getting paid $2.5 million a year? Screw it. I'm going to go get in this this team over here, minor league team, and get picked up and go.
Well, the famous quote, I'm not here to play school. Right.
That's true. Right.
Coach, you know we love talking to you. Thank you so much. Hey, you got a book coming out? That's what I was the last
I
question.
Do. Yeah, we're working on it now, about halfway through it. It'll probably come out next year. It's called Third and Long. It's just I've been asked to do this by a number of people. There's nothing remarkable about my life, in my opinion, but with some of the things that happen to you are funny and some kind of, the stories in there are kind of interesting, I guess. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to read, and hopefully people enjoy it.
We look forward to the section where you say, when I talk to Baskin and Phelps in Cleveland. We'll look forward for that chapter.
Yeah, we'll skip right by it, Coach.
Hey, we always appreciate your time, and thank you for making us smarter about the game of football every time we talk to you. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Mike Martz, outstanding. Love talking to you. I'm telling you, every time we talk to him, Jeff, I learned something about the game I didn't know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.